hours, gradually becoming mostly sunny, high 81.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guest do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we've got a great show for you today, so stay tuned. We're going to talk about, I love talking about how to spruce up our house. So we're going to talk about what kind of projects you guys have been doing. So if you want to share your project and what you've been doing during COVID-19, give us a call and share a project with us that you got done. That's 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. I'm going to share a couple things with you that I've personally done. And also talk about what else we can do around the house before we all head back to the new normal, and
whatever that's going to be,
and I know that we're on during DeSantis right now.
That's right. Our governor is announcing that we are opening the state very gradually, phase one of that three phase program that the president and his task force announced several weeks ago.
So I got a feeling it's going to be very similar to what it was prior to us staying home.
Yeah, probably where they started being careful and social distancing. But this is going to include all of the state of Florida except for Southeast Florida, which is Palm Beach County, Broward County, and Miami-Dade County, the most populous section of the state where they've had probably about 40% of the COVID cases.
Yes. And so, as things come up that are essentially important, we will go ahead and share that with you. And but we're going to be talking about projects around the house, and we have a guest today that will join us a little bit later. Is Lisa Andrews with Golden Dog Title and Trust.
Oh, great.
She's the sales and marketing director, and she's a good friend of mine. And you talk about a stellar person. She definitely is. And it's a great company, and she's going to share to us what they're doing to get us to the closing table and exactly what that process is. So I'm looking forward to chatting with Lisa a little bit later. And but first of all, I want to remind people that you can go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and please like it, follow it. Usually whatever we discuss on the show, I will have on there for you guys to scroll through on my Facebook page, and I put funny things on there as well. But I would love to have a few more followers on there. I appreciate the ones that have gone on there. We have about 10,645 followers on there, so I'm proud of that.
There they are.
We want more for sure. And again, we'll probably post to some of the governor's information that he is releasing today, and we'll find out what that new normal is. And real estate is essential, so I just want to remind you all of that. Real estate agents and real estate companies are, in fact, working. We are out here for you, and Realty Executives Oceanside is here for you as well. We're located in Palm Coast, Jacksonville, and a satellite office in Fernandina Beach. So we are here. We cover Northeast Florida. And we are also have 26 offices throughout the state. So all the way from the Keys to all the way north. So we are here for you. So we have somebody on the line. It looks like we have Cheryl on the line that maybe is going to be telling us about a project that she's working on. We would love to hear about your project. So give us a call at 904-831-0600. And
I think she's ready.
Let's talk to Cheryl.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. I you know, this may sound like a small project, but boy, it turned into something that was a little bigger, but really easy actually to do and really rewarding. I not only cleaned out my pantry, which sounds like, okay, we all got to do that once in a while, but I organized it. I got, you know, the under the bed, you know, little plastic containers that you use. Well,
yes.
Because my pantry doesn't have roll-out shelves, I went and got a bunch of those, and they fit perfectly in here. Perfectly.
Oh, so now your shelves roll out.
Yeah, so now I just, like, roll these out, and they're all organized. So then on the bin itself, for the rest of my family, I can put in big, bold letters, big label that says, this is all soup. This is all condiments and, you know, blah, blah. And this is all baking stuff and nuts. And, you know, and that way it's just really easy to find stuff. And that way we don't have things that end up way in the back and end up getting expired and never using.
So yeah, I know how that is. I know how that is. Yeah. I remember when I lived over my condo, when people would come over, they would look at the expiration date because I used to post on Facebook, you know, this is what my refrigerator looks like. And so when people came over, they go, okay, we know you'd never have anything in there. Let's look at the expiration date. And I remember that one of my dates in there was like a couple years old, you know. It's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
it's
yeah.
True. We forget about the pantry. What a great idea, Cheryl, because I don't even know what my pantry looks like. I'm scared to open that.
It was horrendous. It was just, I mean, I knew it was, but I didn't know how bad it was until I started to do this.
But, you know, it's funny because I've lived over at Home Depot just like everybody else lately, and I saw those pull out. I walked past that aisle, and I glanced at it when I was walking by, and I've always wanted to do that. So yeah. I might have to tackle that. That might be my next project, next little project to do.
It's so rewarding. I mean, I can't tell you. This is like, it's like a joy now to open my pantry and go, oh, I know where everything is.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
And I don't get a million questions about where's the...
Yes.
It's right there.
It's right in front of you. I love
anyway,
it.
So I hope that maybe helps someone else too.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, thanks for calling and sharing that.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we forget about the pantry. And you know what's funny is I always like when I sell somebody's house or I'm showing somebody's home, and you know, they will open everything to see, you know, what the storage looks like. And you open people's pantry and they're either really super organized to a point where I'm jealous, or theirs looks like mine. You know, we forget to remind our customers to kind of organize it a little bit, you know, but that's a good idea. Those new pullouts that they have, I saw them, and it sounds like it would be something simple to do. That would work in my pantry. I could use something like that for sure. So thanks for sharing that, Cheryl. I appreciate it. And everybody knows, if you listen at all, you know, I've lived in my house for a little over a year. And so I'm starting now just to get into, you know, I know what my house needs now. And I did spruce up my front door. I haven't posted it yet. I keep saying every week I'm going to post it. But I did finally finish it. I put the new light fixture up, and the new light fixture looks great. But I put new paint on there that was a very soft coral that blends in really nice. Put a new potted plant in there, and I put some metal art. There's a little wall area that I put of sea turtles, and it matched the front door really nicely. So, hey, I'm just doing all kinds of projects, and we're going to talk more about projects when we come back, and then we're going to have Lisa Andrews from Golden Dog Title and Trust. I always want to say Big Dog Title and Trust.
Hey, well, the nice thing about these projects is you don't necessarily have to wear a mask.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be helpful.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back with Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have a great show today. We're talking right now about the projects that you've been doing since COVID-19 hit and you've been locked up at home like I have. And we're essential real estate agents. We're out working still, but we're still working from home. And hopefully that'll all change. Most companies, even though we can keep our office open, we're all pretty much still working from home. And so as we look around, everyone's noticing projects that they want to get done. There's a lot of things you can do around the house that don't cost too much. I know that my front door probably, I should say my front porch area, probably cost me less than $80. And that included, it's a small can of paint, the brushes. Of course, the best way to do it is to use a sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Pinterest, which I love, and most of you guys do too out there, it'll tell you how to paint a front door. And so I just followed the tips they had and got it done.
And it was cheap, right?
Oh, it was real cheap. Yeah.
It's $80 whole thing, just about in that area?
Yeah, or less, because I bought the doormat and then I bought that piece of art that I have of those. It's metal art that I put up on a sidewall.
So you kind of involved that with it.
Right. And then the potted plant. So you're figuring probably $60 to $80 max.
So savings.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's loose change around, you know, I throw my change in a little bowl that is pretty darn heavy.
But now I'm saying it's probably getting bigger, isn't it?
It is.
You're going to have to get a larger bowl.
I am.
That's right.
I always love doing that.
Cash is mounting up.
Yes. So I want to hear about your projects. We heard about Cheryl reorganizing and putting those pull-out drawers in her pantry, which that in itself will bring a little bit of value on a resale, let me tell you. Us ladies, we love, and men out there, there's a lot of cooks out there. I should just say cooks that like those pullouts. Those pullouts make it convenient and easy in a pantry. And right now at my home, I'm focusing on the exterior right now. And
okay,
I had
with the interior right now, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So on the exterior, I had that dollar weed. My dollar weed is about at midpoint now. So I've got it. It seems like under control.
Yeah, it's tough to control some of the stuff that grows wild here in Northeast Florida.
I know, and I had a lot of it. I was worried that I had lost my grass, to be honest with you, but I didn't, and that's about halfway gone. So tomorrow I'll put in another dose of the dollar weed killer, and then I'm waiting to. Hopefully, that will be the last time I need to do it, and then I can fertilize it and spruce it up.
Of course, we got some good tips last week when it's good you're back here live because last week we had a replay, but Larry was here on the replay show we did.
He was. Mm-hmm. I picked that one for sure. Yeah, I cracked my tooth.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's still cracked.
Okay.
I haven't gotten it fixed. It's called a lot of a leave.
Oh, man.
I know. It's like you call your dentist and it's like a recording.
And a lot of folks are, the governor was saying when he started out his speech, that a lot of people are still in fear of going to the hospital, and they were pointing out that it's time to
okay, I will say this about the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I never like to be in a hospital.
Well, I can agree with you.
Even to visit, because it's...
All right, there's something about it, but... And hospitals...
You always get sick when you go.
But, there's you can get staff and other stuff, and that's pretty well known.
My God, yeah, it's a filthy place.
But at the same time, we gotta tip our hats and congratulate those that have been in the front lines because it's a rough. I mean, because
oh my God, yes.
You were a police officer and you
Absolutely.
Were on the front lines,
mm-hmm.
and that can be tough business even in what we've had normal times. You know, all this stuff that we've had to face here over the past month and a half or so really makes us. Think about how good we've had it.
Yes, that's so true. But yeah, and I don't mean hospitals are dirty. It's just the germs.
I agree. I mean, when you go in a hospital,
stuff.
You could. And now, of course, with the COVID, some hospitals that they are doing their best to isolate that and whatever else. And but it's something you think about, and you know you don't necessarily want to walk into a lion's den if you don't have to.
No, yeah. You only want to go if you absolutely have to. And so I kind of been putting off the tooth thing, you know, because it is painful, but
right.
Relief seems to be helping it out. And so...
But I guess some dentists are remaining open.
There are some.
And they have, of course, it's a very intimate, just like going to a hairstylist.
It's extremely intimate because they're in your mouth.
you can't get much closer than that, really.
But. Yeah, so I'm a little hesitant, but I'm going to have to get it taken care of.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry.
For sure.
Less pain, more gain.
Absolutely. So I am working on my exterior.
Okay.
And right now, I am focusing on the backyard. I pulled up. I have about, most of my backyard is all pavers. And there's a fire pit back there. It's super nice. But about 3 feet from the fence all the way around, they had, you know, the plastic down. And then they put...
the previous owners.
Yeah, they put pine needles everywhere, which I hate pine needles. It's like, but, seriously.
You know, I always thought that those like white stones were attractive. I know, but they, but
yes.
But you got to have them in the right place.
Yeah, but not pine. It's so messy.
No, the pine. That pine is like it's almost like what's the other stuff that people spread around there? I'm trying to think. I'm having
mulch.
Yeah, mulch. To me, when it starts raining, that stuff starts floating around and kind of messy. But if, unless you have it properly bordered.
Well, we rolled all of that up, and so I'm hoping that probably next week we'll be laying sod down.
Oh, great. So you're going to put the grass, get the
grass.
Yeah,
it's not much, but, you know, I have Jake, my dog, my Weimaraner, who's absolutely adorable, and he wants grass.
He probably doesn't.
He chatted with me. He wants grass.
he said, I don't want mulch, and I don't want that pine needle action. Well, pine needles are...
A little rough.
You know, there's a lot of pine trees on the East Coast, even into Florida, from all the way up and down the East Coast.
Yes. So that is my next project, and I'll be putting some decor out there, and I'm going to invest in some, trust me, not expensive, but some patio furniture to put out there.
Great.
So I'm getting that ready summer.
Is your backyard all fenced in?
It is.
Yeah. And now do you have a sizable backyard? I'm just trying to get people to get a picture of what you're facing.
I do wish it was a little bit bigger, mm-hmm. but it's an average size backyard, and right. it's basically all pavers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very low maintenance. Which I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looks nice
because you're a busy person. You're active mm-hmm. 7 days a week, I'd imagine, with
sometimes
being in real estate.
Yes, and running my real estate office. So very busy, just like a lot of people out there. But we want to reassure you that Realty Executives is here for you. And right now, in looking at the stats in real estate here in Northeast Florida, and particularly here in Duval, we haven't seen a major change. Everything is kind of status quo. We're going to really see numbers are going to start changing probably in the next 60 days, because in real estate, everything is about 90 days out. So when this hit, we were still doing okay because we had things impending. And so everything was closing in February and March and April. Okay. So the last of the closings, I think, are happening well, we're already at the end of the month, so you're going to see a slight decline, and the decline is mostly going to be on purchasing, you know, on sales, basically. So the pricing seems to have been remaining the same, but we're going to probably see a little slowdown. It's going to show in the numbers finally coming up, probably in the next 60 days. I don't think we're going to see anything major yet, but we'll see a little bit of difference on the numbers probably in the next 60 days. Right now, I know our office is still active, and I know by just looking at Facebook and looking at some of the other brokerages and talking to some of my broker friends that are out there, that we seem to be status quo for right now, which is good. I've been out there. In fact, I went out to Baker County, which I mm-hmm. love Baker County.
Wide open spaces.
It really is. And you know, I love going out to Callahan and Palatka. People think I'm weird, but
yeah, down to Putnam County.
Okay. I feel like I'm like totally in a different, I go down to Palatka and I think that I'm in Texas.
Yeah, well,
with all the ranches.
A lot of Northeast Florida doesn't necessarily have palm trees naturally.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't really get that till you get down
to
Central Florida.
And when you get in
Florida.
Those areas, you really admire the ranches out there and the openness.
Mm-hmm.
It's super nice. So I loved showing property this past weekend in Baker County. But our numbers are still looking decent. So. Mm-hmm. People are still buying and selling property. In fact, I just closed a property in the state of Washington.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been a telly, yeah. telly one.
Sent
a telly
a referral
closing?
Out and got that. Well, when we come back, we have Lisa Andrews from Golden Dog Title and Trust. She's the sales and marketing director. So stay tuned. We got a whole bunch more for you.
It's all right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. government officials say an experimental drug has proved effective against the new coronavirus in a major study. Gilead Sciences' remdesivir is the first treatment to pass such a strict test against the virus, which has killed more than 226,000 people since it emerged late last year. The study was led by the U.S. National Institutes of Health and tested remdesivir versus usual care in more than 1,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients around the world. Results released Wednesday showed the drug reduced the time to recovery by 31%, or 4 days on average, compared to usual care. It's given through an IV and interferes with the virus's ability to copy its genetic material. On Wall Street, the Dow by 532 points, the NASDAQ rose 306, the S&P 500 advanced 76. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. You'll soon be able to spend more time at the beach. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says that beginning this coming Monday, the beaches will be open from 6 in the morning till 8 at night daily. The current rules about social distancing, though, will still apply come Monday. Jacksonville still got the cheapest gas in the state. While the Florida average is in the $1.75 a gallon range, around here it's nearly 15 cents cheaper, and some area stations have it for a lot cheaper than that. Last week, she surprised people by saying she would answer questions about the man she replaced at JEA. This week, the surprise is JEA firing her. Yesterday, the utilities board voted to remove Melissa Dykes as interim head, this in the wake of a federal grand jury subpoena. There are now more than 1,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Duval County, 20 of which have been fatal. St. Johns County has over 200 cases. Clay has more than 270, and Nassau has had over 50. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is a broken-down vehicle on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound between Wilson Boulevard and 103rd Street on the west side. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on the East Beltway on I-295 southbound at the ramp to Southside Boulevard. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 67. Thursday will start out with showers, gradually becoming mostly sunny, high 81.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change. Brought to you by the law offices of Kevin Cobbin, Duval's trusted car accident law firm.
One morning a few weeks ago, a mom had her kids recite the Pledge of Allegiance from their porch. She made it a daily routine with the flag and everything, and word kind of got around. So now dozens of neighbors are showing up at the end of their driveway to recite the pledge with them too. The mom said it's a way to bring the neighborhood somewhat together while they're supposed to be apart. Since people have a lot more time on their hands nowadays, a lot of families are making the move to adopt. Pets, that is. So much so that an animal shelter in South Florida is totally empty. It's the first time ever that one of the three shelters in the county had all of their animals adopted. The principal of Fleming Island High School is making sure that his seniors are still being celebrated. He hand-delivered yard signs to the entire senior class. That's more than 500 students. The signs read, "Proud family of a senior." Now that's good news.
Mom, somebody hit my car.
Babe, are you okay? We need to call Kevin Cobbin.
The law office of Kevin M. Cobbin is Duval's trusted car accident law firm. Call 357-8448, 357-8448, because Cobbin cares.
Dramatization, not an actual event, not an attorney spokesperson.
For auto accidents and serious injuries, criminal and family law, Cobbin cares. Call the law office of Kevin M. Cobbin at 357-8448. 357-8448 or click CobbinLegal.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at RapidFireRealEstate.com. And we have Lisa Andrews from Golden Dog Title and Trust. She's the Sales and Marketing Director. Lisa.
Hey, Anita. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
When this is all said and done, we're going to have dinner.
Yes, and I bet we're going to have steak.
Yes, you're absolutely right on that, for sure, for sure. So how has business been going for Golden Dog Title and Trust?
We have been doing good business still, but it has just been a different business. The way that we're actually closing our files are different, the transactions. So, but we've been busy, which is a good thing, and we are grateful for that.
Now, when you say that things have been different, like how?
So, because of the COVID-19, we're not allowing realtors into our closings or loan officers into the closings. And the majority of our closings we're doing curbside. So curbside closings are happening. And what that looks like is we set up the closing with the buyer and seller separately, and they come to the office and call us when they get there, and we come out to the curbside with their closing package.
Now, do you guys email them the closing package so they can review it, or do they have time on a curbside to review all the paperwork?
So it's according to when we get the package, and some of the signs we do are e-closings as well. But we actually do a regular full closing at the curb. So we will give them their documents. We have gloves on, and we have our masks on. And they get a brand new pen, and we wipe down a clipboard that they use. And I give them a paper file holder so that they can put their documents in there as they're signing them. And I go over the closing just like I would sitting at the table.
Wow. You know, that is different. And, you know, realtors, we're so used to being at the closing table just in case something goes amiss. Goes
right.
You know. But I would think
it's been a challenge because that is something that the realtors always do. And it's not like we're trying to not have them there, but we're just trying to keep everybody safe.
Yes, I think it's a perfect situation. I mean, we kind of have to do this, just, you know, for safety reasons. Absolutely,
right. And it's kind of cut down on some of the time, really, because we're doing the buyers and sellers separate, which is kind of, we've been doing that probably around 70-75% prior to today's market, and now it's, you know, 95%, because that's what we're doing, and it keeps everybody separate. So the buyer and seller don't need to know each other's personal information, and if there's any question, we're able to get it taken care of right then, and the seller's not waiting around for the buyer to sign, and it's actually worked out nice, I believe.
You know, it's kind of funny. You know, I'm thinking of back in the old day when they used to have the drive-through. You would drop off your to get your photographs done.
Kodak, yeah.
Those, remember, yeah. The little Kodak, yeah. Little booths? We kind of need to bring those back for closings.
I feel like I need to be wearing roller skates when I go out there, like I'm delivering the food to the window.
Exactly. Because come this summer, it's going to be awfully hot out.
It is. And we started out with the tents outside. And what we found was if it's windy, the tents will blow. So, you know, there's some different factors that go in. But what we are coming up with, and they should be hopefully ready by next week, is a wellness closing room. And so we'll be bringing everybody back into the offices, and we will have an air purifier in there with the ultraviolet light. We will have kind of like the public restrooms, I hate to say it like that, but we're going to have in each room, it'll say the last time someone was in there and when it was cleaned. And so they know that that's taken care of. And we'll have the glass shields kind of, you know, where we're protecting you so that we can slide the information underneath. And so we're face to face so we can see each other.
Right.
But we're not breathing each other's air right there.
Right.
And that will get people back in the offices, I think, which is nice. But, you know, and I think the whole thing is going to change because we have remote online notarization now as well. So I believe in 2021, you know, you're going to have several different ways you can choose your closing. You can curbside, go in the old-fashioned way, or do everything online via video.
Right. And that seems to be, I think the video thing is going to be probably the most popular. It's great that you can sit at home and close your deal.
I think so too. I mean, this is that was approved in Florida last July and took effect January 1st. But I went to a seminar in March with our underwriter, March 10th actually, and there was probably 100 people in the room, and they asked how many people were actually using the remote online notarization, And I'm not sure that even one person raised their hand because it was so new and they just didn't have it down. And there's so many things that go along with that. If you have a buyer, the lender has to approve that as well.
Yes, for the buyer's side, yes.
Right. So there's, and at this point, this is nothing, you know, to say negative about the lenders, but they have to figure out how they're going to accept all those and store all that information and have not wet signatures to sell their portfolio of loans. Because right now they have, you know, a lot of them have to have, I would say 90% of them have to have a wet signature on that note in order to sell. So that's what's holding some things back. But I'm sure by this time next year, we will all have had it down pat, and that will be
right. We'll have it all figured out. Absolutely, we will. Now, your majority of business right now is you're still doing closings, obviously, because we're still doing business. And but since interest is so well, I would think that you guys are doing a lot of refinancing.
Yeah, refinances are on fire right now, which is great. Because the purchase and sale is still there. And we had kind of talked about that earlier today. If people are out there looking, they need to buy. Or if there's a house on the market, they need to sell. So you don't have a bunch of tire kickers right now. But our order count has stayed steady because whatever we're missing in the purchase and sale, we're getting in the refi. So we have been lucky for that. And it is a great time to refinance.
Oh, it is.
Rates are super low.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It definitely is. Yeah. And so, you know, anybody out there, if you're thinking about refinancing and you need a closing, close it with Golden Dog Title and Trust. They're awesome and get top notch service. And you get to work with Lisa Andrews because we love working with Lisa.
Hey, and don't forget you get a golden dog. You get a golden dog.
You do get a golden dog. And of course, I want your golden dog, though, Lisa. Lisa actually has a golden dog.
Yes, I do. And she's so crazy. I take her with me lots of times and I post her when I can. But so I love my golden retriever. We lost one about a month ago.
We did.
We're looking for a rescue. We've got her name into a couple places, but I do love the golden dog.
Yes. I still haven't met your dog yet, but
I know it's starting to get hot again. That's the thing. I can only take her on certain times of the year because I don't want to leave her in the car if I can't take her in someone's business.
Right. Well, just got to get it trained as a one of those stress dogs. Service dogs. You can get a train.
I don't think people believe that I'm stressed about anything.
Well, no, but you can have it in the office for clients.
Right. Oh, that would actually be nice.
Yeah.
That's a good diversion. But some people are afraid of dogs. You know, when we first opened up, that was...
Yeah, I never trust those people.
Right. But when we first opened up, the president's daughter thought that every single customer should get an actual dog. And so that was part of the reason that we have the name that we do is that she had thought of it. But he was like, you know, not everybody wants an actual live animal.
That's
to
true.
Take home with them at close.
Well, yeah, they are a lot of work. I'll tell you that.
The ones we give out are no work.
Right. Which is perfect. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about... I'm going to ask you, what is the important thing for our clients during a closing? What is the most important things that they need to look at and make sure that are correct? I would think ALTA statements are very important to our customers and surveys. So we're going to talk a little bit about those when we come back. And we are talking with Lisa Andrews with Golden Dog Title and Trust. And if you have questions... please give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. Or if you want to share a home project that you did and want to share it with our audience, please do so. We would love to hear from you. And we heard from Cheryl earlier about her project, and I shared mine. So let's share those projects.
Join in the spring cleaning party or the... spring rearranging, right?
The COVID-19 rearranging.
Well, that's been projects. One benefit. People have been able to get things done around the house since that's
yeah. Only, every time
only
I go,
place they can go
to Home Depot or Lowe's or Ace, they're all packed.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll be right back.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Lisa Andrews on the line. She's the Sales and Marketing Director with Golden Dog Title and Trust. Hello, Lisa.
Hey. Welcome back.
Welcome back. So for our customers, you know, a lot of them go in there, you know, most people don't know what any of that paperwork is. They sign away, but what are the most important things that you feel are that our customers, either a buyer or seller, needs to really look at and pay attention to?
The way the title is vested. So when they look at the deed, to make sure that they are getting vested and titled the way they want to.
Okay, and what are some ways to do that?
Okay, so if it's a married couple, they're going to be, and it is their primary residence, they're going to be tenants with entireties, or another way to put that is joint tenants with full rights or survivorship, automatically by being a married couple and getting that as your homestead. But for example, I'm sure most companies do this. When we get a contract over, we send out buyer information forms, and that is one of the forms we send out, different ways that you can take title. But let's just say I'm married and I'm going to buy an investment property with my kid, and I don't necessarily need my husband on it. So I would want maybe my child to get 100% of that property if something happened to me and not go anywhere else. But if we just went in as joint tenants, then if something happened to me, my child would only own 50% of that property, and then the rest of my heirs would get whatever else was left.
So I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm single. I've got my son, James. So let's say that I want to buy a property, but I want him on it as well. Or in case I pass, I don't want him to have any hassles. I want it to automatically go to him. How would I take title?
You would take Anita Hiles, a single woman, and James Holmes. I happen to know he's married. Holmes, I'm sorry.
Holmes.
That's not your son.
Homie.
James, he is a married man. I know that.
Yes.
As joint tenants with full rights or survivorship. And then if something happened to you, that property doesn't go through probate or anything. All he needs to do is provide a death certificate, and that's it.
Okay. I probably should do that.
Yeah, you probably should. That would be a good idea.
So it's real important for them. Like you said, you send the customer a packet, and in that packet, they're going to pick how they're going to take title. But when they get to your office and look at the paperwork, they want to make sure that that is correct on the deed.
Right. So when I'm doing a closing, even though they don't have to sign the deed and the sellers are probably not there, especially this time anymore, I still bring out the deed that the sellers have already signed to make sure that the vesting is correct on the front of the deed before we record it, and make sure they understand what they're getting, actually, so that they understand what's happening and make sure that's correct. So that's just a big deal for me. I think that, you know, everyone needs to know why you should take certain things, you know, take title in a certain way, and what they're getting when they do it.
Right. That is important. It's very important. Now, how about surveys? A lot of times, people don't look at the survey.
Right. And that's something. And then even if they don't look at it, I'm going to guarantee every title company or attorney has them sign the survey anyway, so it looks like they looked at it. And what we should be pointing out when we show them the survey, because a lot of times we use an old one, right? So the contracts are written that you can use an old survey as long as it's not meets and bounds, and that no improvements have been added to it. But we want to show them where the property lines are, where there are easements, if there is something over on their side of the property. And, you know, I go back over that. You and I talk about this all the time, why you should have a new survey when you're purchasing a property. Because even if that seller has done nothing, if he has neighbors, they could have done something on their property. So his neighbor could have put up a fence. His neighbor could have put in a pool that actually might affect their property line.
Yes, and we've had that quite a few times, actually, that when we've done a survey, we realize, well, they're actually on our property.
Right. And maybe they don't care. Maybe it's not enough that it makes any difference.
Right.
And so then you would want to write that into the policy and into, so everybody needs to be aware that that is what's happening.
I even remember on a property that Betty bought to flip, and the neighbor was quite a bit. It was like over 3 feet.
Oh, wow.
And so, they had to get that corrected with the neighbor. And luckily, they were cooperative and everything. But a lot of times you're right. A neighbor puts up a fence or even puts it in a pool, and maybe they made some adjustments. And next thing you know, when you do a survey, you realize, wait a minute, they're encroaching on my property.
Right. And, sometimes people don't care about a fence if it's just a few inches or something, but 3 feet, I might care about having a fence there, or at least I would.
that's a lot of room. Absolutely.
Right. And we had a deal, been a few weeks ago, that was just, it was land, but it was about 200 acres. And we, and it was a cash deal, so we didn't really have to have a survey. We were calling for one because the underwriter and our attorney, they actually drew the whole thing out by the calls on the legal description, and it didn't match with what the property appraiser had. So it was a huge piece of land that the family was selling off every few years, pieces of it, and they weren't all done correctly. So when this person was buying 200 acres, they were going to keep some of it and then sell their part out, and they were going to have to figure out what to do and make sure everybody had, you know, access to get in and out of the property. So it was a pretty big deal when things don't match up.
It is.
You want to make sure that, yeah.
Another thing too on surveys is you know, Comcast or JEA might have maybe a power pole on your property.
Right.
So
right. And they're allowed to, and it'll show on your survey.
Right. And that part of that property really doesn't belong to you. It's a shared, they can come on the property to take a look at it, and a lot of people don't pay attention to that until they're trying to put up a fence or
where you can put the fence up, because they do have certain portions, an easement or something to go in, so you can't put your fence up over that easement, or, you know, there's different reasons for all of that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how about on an ALTA statement? What's an ALTA statement?
So an ALTA statement is the paper that actually shows all the disbursements. It's got the buyer and seller both on there. It replaced the HUD from the old days. And when the CFPB took over for HUD, we couldn't use a HUD settlement statement anymore because they weren't the one that regulated it. And they were trying to save privacy for people so that the buyer didn't necessarily see what the seller had, the seller didn't see what the buyer had, their personal information. But the American Land Title Association and Florida Land Title Association, we had to have something that showed that both parties agreed to all the disbursements that were on there. So
it's basically a form that has the disbursements, what the cost is, or what they're getting back.
Right, right. It's a breakdown of everything that happened to do with that whole transaction. So if something was paid outside closing, it shows on there. You know, everything that has to do with the transaction is on that settlement statement.
That's perfect. Well, Lisa,
the fee is the closing disclosure. So those are, they each have their own. For that.
We're definitely going to have you back for an entire show because we are out of time, unfortunately. But I always love having you. If you need to get a hold of Lisa Andrews with Golden Dog Title and Trust, she's at 904-503-5170. That's 503-5170. And I will have her information on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. But I appreciate each and every one of you. And I appreciate the fact that you joined us today. And don't forget to start each morning with my good friend, Ed Dean. He is wonderful. And he's going to be going over, I'm sure, what our governor has put out.
I imagine so.
All the new regulations. So stay tuned. He'll be live at 0600 to